And now, transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you another of your Stars on Parade, with greetings at this Thanksgiving season of 1950, and music and words of inspiration from America's favorite, Kate Smith.
The hours I spent with thee, dear heart, are as a spring of pearls to me. I count them over.
Kate, that was beautiful, and so was your orchestral accompaniment by Jack Miller. And you know, I believe The Rosary is a perfect song with which to open a Thanksgiving program.
Thank you, Ted, and hello, everybody. We're very pleased to be honorary members of the United States Army and the United States Air Force for this one day as we come into your homes. And during this Thanksgiving week, Ted and I sincerely hope that the good Lord will shower many unexpected blessings on you and yours, even as you thank him for his boundless generosity in the past.
That's right. And don't you think, Kate, that Americans everywhere should be especially thankful this year for the young people in the uniform of our country who have been the guardians of our freedom for these many months?
I certainly do, Ted. I know that I personally experience a very deep feeling of pride when I see a fine, strapping young man in the various uniforms of the United States Armed Forces walking down the streets of our cities. Americans should indeed be grateful to these men who are serving our country now, when our international responsibilities and obligations are almost as grave as they've been at any time in our history. No summer soldiers and sunshine patriots these, but the cream of American manhood. And I feel also that all of us should not hesitate to offer to God our individual prayers of supplication and thanks for his merciful protection of the security and safety of our country during the past year. I think these prayers are appropriate enough at Thanksgiving time, but they are certainly just as appropriate at any other time of the year. We should and we must realize that peace, contentment, and our American ideals of freedom and equality are gifts from God and are preserved only by perseverance, courage, and faith.
Kate, I think that was very well put. But how about telling me and our listeners specifically what you think we all have to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season of 1950?
I'll be glad to, Ted. First, I think we should all be thankful for the countless everyday blessings which a most kind and merciful God has seen fit to grant so abundantly to all who live in this great country of ours. The fertile soil yielding unbelievable quantities of the foods essential to life, but also offering vast stores of mineral and other natural wealth. The automobile in the driveway, so common to us, but what a blessing. Our system, wonderful system of highways, railroads, waterways, and airlines, unparalleled anywhere in the whole world. Our theaters and concert halls, television, and the radio that you're now listening to. The daily newspaper, which in the United States is free to criticize the government and to suggest improvements in services and procedures. How thankful we should be for all these inconsequential things. Second, ought we not thank God for the unity of our country, for the wonderful foresight which has made clear to all Americans the extreme need to resist aggression now? And surely, we should be thankful for the solidarity and the singleness of purpose of our government today. And third, how loudly we should sing our thanks to Almighty God for the seldom thought of, the mundane things in our everyday lives, for our fine schools, for our many wonderful churches of all denominations with doors always open and welcoming, for the roof and the walls which God has granted to protect us.
Dwell within, keep them.
think that was very beautifully done. And believe me, your words have given us a big lift today.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, Ted. I'd like to close this Thanksgiving program for the United States Army and the United States Air Force by singing for our listeners, and I hope with them, that great Irving Berlin number, which expresses so well the thing that we have to be thankful for above all else now and forever. God bless America.
Thank you, Kate, for your songs and inspiration at this glad time of year. Ladies and gentlemen, this transcribed program featuring the songs and commentary of Kate Smith and yours truly, Ted Collins, has been presented by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting headquarters.
And this is Kate Smith speaking for Ted and myself, inviting you to tune in again to this same station next week for another of your Stars on Parade. Thanks for listening, folks.